It's great to have you here today, and I hope that you're enjoying a healthy start to a brand new year. Let's give praise to God for bringing us safely into 2019. And here on God Is, I've been telling you that God is merciful, and so I hope that you've been able to reflect on His mercy to you and thank God for it. Even if you do not yet claim Jesus as your Master and Lord, I invite you to still acknowledge the mercy of the living God. Think of it this way. He has given you the mercy of life. You are alive. You are breathing. And who has given you the wonderful gift of life? God has. So join with all the listeners and me in saying thank you to the Creator of the universe and the sustainer of all of our lives as 2019 begins. And we've been learning about the marvelous mercy of God through the life of Jesus Christ. We believe that Jesus is God. He is God in human flesh, and so when we look to Jesus, we look to God. Whatever we want to know about God, Jesus teaches us, and Jesus is our master teacher. And when we left off last time, we were in Mark's Gospel in the 6th chapter, Mark chapter 6. So if you have your Bible open, you can turn there. I encourage you to read verses 33 to 44 in preparation for today, and so if you did, then you're ready to roll. But let me just read this passage for friends just joining us now. This is Mark chapter 6, and I will read verses 34 to 44. This is the gospel according to Mark chapter 6, verses 34 to 44. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When it was already quite late, his disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away so they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go look." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And Jesus commanded them to sit down by groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, Jesus blessed the food and broke the loaves, and he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And Jesus divided up the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. This is incredible, and again, we have read of the miracle power of Jesus. Jesus is a miracle worker, and the word I want you to circle or otherwise highlight in these 10 verses is the word compassion in verse 34. The text says Jesus felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And we talked about this compassion and what Jesus meant by the phrase, "they were like sheep without a shepherd," yesterday. And we saw that because of his compassion, Jesus taught them many things. Over in Luke's gospel, Luke recounts the same scene and adds in Luke chapter 9 and verse 11, Jesus began speaking to them about the kingdom of God and curing those who had need of healing. So there was healing there too, but I'm interested in Luke's phrase, speaking to them about the kingdom of God, because that tells us what Jesus was teaching them about the specifics of which Mark left out of his account. So when we put Mark and Luke together, we learn that Jesus had mercy on the crowd and manifested his mercy through teaching this massive crowd about the kingdom of God. And in summary, we can say the kingdom of God is the reign, R-E-I-G-N, the reign and rule of God in people's hearts, minds, and souls. So Jesus is teaching them how to have God reign and rule them. Jesus is teaching them about God the Father. You see, in Jesus' mercy, he's meeting their spiritual need. And I want to insert here a question for you. What is Christ teaching you about God today? This is why Jesus has invited us into his life. That's why his presence is with us as we go about our day. He draws us close to him out of compassion for us Christians. He's the compassionate Christ, and he does so to teach us many things about the kingdom of God, about the rule of God in our lives. What is the teacher's lesson for you today? I know what it is for me. I've recently been learning hard lessons about patience as I speak with you. I've been waiting on the Lord now for some prayers of mine to be answered, and I tell you, he is taking an awfully long time to reply to me. It's becoming abundantly obvious to me that God and I are not on the same schedule. And for some time now, I have been inviting him to catch up with me and get himself aligned with my timing. Ha! Right. I'm such a fool. As if God marched to the beat of my drum? Not so. I've got to get myself aligned with his schedule and his perfect timing, and that's often a real struggle for me. But still, Jesus sticks with me, always teaching me. He is the master, I am his slave. He is the teacher, I am the student. He is the discipler, and I am the disciple, and he is persuading me about the kingdom of God, about his reign and his rule in my life. And I just pray that God will have mercy on me and won't allow me to be crushed under the weight of waiting for him to answer my prayers. And what's happening with you? What is Jesus teaching you? I have no idea what it is, of course, but I guarantee you it's something. There's no Christian person for whom Jesus is not demonstrating mercy through teaching many things, teaching about the kingdom of God. So take a moment today, pause, and think about it. You're the student, he's the teacher. Now what is the lesson? And when we turn back to the text in Mark 6, we see Jesus do something else. He meets their physical need for food. This is the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. Or was it actually many more? Look at or listen to verse 44. This is Mark chapter 6, verse 44. There were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. Notice the word men. This means the number 5,000 did not include the women and children in the crowd that day. And how do we know women and children were there? We have to cross-reference this gospel story again, and this time we go back to Matthew. So go back in your Bible one book from Mark to Matthew, in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 21. Hear the description of this same crowd from Matthew 14 verse 21. There were about 5,000 men who ate, besides women and children. That's why I say this gathering of people was more than 5,000. If we kept doing the math, we could easily get to the number 20,000 people. The men ate separately from women and children in that culture and at that time, so they would have been seated accordingly. Mark only includes the count of the men, but Matthew adds the head count of women and children. Bottom line, from 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish came enough food for, let's call it, 20,000 people. And note verse 42, they all ate and were satisfied. In verse 43, and they picked up 12 full baskets of the broken pieces and also of the fish. So for every single person there that day, Jesus satisfied their physical hunger, and there were leftovers. A substantial amount of food was left over. 12 full baskets, to be exact. And all of this, the teaching, the healing, and the provision of the meal, came as a result of what? Mark chapter 6 and verse 34 again, Jesus felt compassion for the large crowd. The compassionate and merciful acts of the Lord reflect a compassionate and merciful God. God, my friends, is merciful, and he offers you mercy through what he teaches you, but also through what he provides to you. God is your provision. And there are people listening to me now who are hungry. God will provide your next meal. There are people listening to me who bear the burden of poor health. God will provide mercy in your sickness. As you sit there or lie there feeling awful, trust in the Father of all mercies, our God. Call out to God today. Just say this, "Oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy." Will you trust God for his mercy? Will you come humble, dependent on him, even begging and ask God to look upon you with mercy and with compassion? Now, how do I know that God will offer you this? I learned it from Jesus in the Word of God. Mark 6, Matthew 14, Luke 9, and this compassion of the Christ is also found in John's Gospel, chapter 6. You can read all of these texts today and see the mercy of God expressed through Jesus Christ. That's Mark 6, Matthew 14, Luke 9, and John's Gospel chapter 6. I invite you to begin the year by reading the Word of God and learning who God is from within his Word. That is how you too will learn that God is merciful. Let me pray for you. Father, have mercy. All of the people within the sound of my voice are people you love. We're like the people in the crowds that you met around the other side of the lake. We need you to have compassion on us. I pray for your provision for teaching for those who need to learn their lessons well today. I pray for your provision of healing for those who are sick. And I pray for your provision of some physical resources, like food, for those who require it today. Please provide, in your mercy, meet our needs. And we thank you for who you are and for how you relate to us. Amen. If what I have been sharing with you about the mercy of God has impacted you in some way, will you write to me today and tell me? My email address is mark@markaeswallow.com. Let me spell that for you. It's mark@markaeswallow.com. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. It'll be lovely to hear from you in the new year. In fact, there are two things I'd like to invite you to do as we enter into 2019. I'd like to invite you to listen daily to God Is and interact with me about what you are learning. Ask me any questions that you might have. Give me any comments, including criticisms that you have. And also, feel free to disagree with me or even to invite debate with me. I enjoy hearing from you, so as you have some time on this holiday, sit down and write to me or do so throughout the year that follows. Tomorrow, we continue to learn that God is merciful. I'm going to take us briefly down further in Mark's Gospel to chapters 8 and 9, and then over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. So you can read those chapters if you were like for our next time together. That's Mark's Gospel, chapters 8 and 9, and then over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. Give some reflection and prayer to what we talked about today, and then join me again tomorrow on January 2nd of this new year, for God is...